Welcome to the Yes Lady with Charla A, your encouragement solutions for outrageous business. I'm so excited to introduce you to one of my friends and mentors, Mr. Brian Flanagan.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Thanks for having me.
It's time to say yes to your future. Each week, Charla A interviews business owners that are breaking the mold. Tune in each Thursday to discover how you can too. Here's your host, the Yes Lady herself, Charla A.
Brian Flanagan, we met through Ziegler Legacy, or Ziegler, the Ziegler Corporation, yep. And you were with them for many, many years.
31 years.
31 years, yeah. And you were like the sales trainer extraordinaire.
Yeah, director of corporate training, mainly sales and presentation skills. Those are the two things I wrote to get the job with Zieg many years ago. So that's what
sales
I focused on.
Sales and
presentation skills. How to talk
skills.
More gooder?
Yeah. Well, the one thing I know most about you is that you don't have dry presentation skills.
No, you have
very funny. You're funny. You're a funny guy.
I try to be a kamikaze instructor.
Kamikaze.
Yeah, have a little fun. Keep them on their seats, edge of their seats. That's fun.
Yes. No, you have. Every time I've ever heard you talk, which is quite a few, you keep us on the edge of our seats laughing, yeah. And that keeps us energized enough
sure.
to open those brain cells to learn, right?
Yep. I believe that.
Excellent at that, and I've known that for a long time. And I know you've transitioned and have your own
Flanagan Training Group, yes.
And how's that going?
Going well. I enjoy what I do. I won't retire until they stop asking me to come back. So far, it's worked out pretty well.
Well, you're the boss. That might be you. Anyway, so I wanted to get, we're talking to small businesses here.
Right.
We're talking to business owners that really could use a little bit of help in that sales
yes.
area, including me, because I don't ever want to ask for it.
Here's what happened. You were raised the same way I was. Our moms raised us the same way. Don't talk to strangers. Don't ask people for money. So now we're in sales.
And don't talk about money and all that.
Well,
yes.
But it's counterintuitive for some of us. So it's a learned profession. It's a learned, like other professions, you have to learn it. I don't trust natural-born salespeople, much like I don't trust natural-born cardiologists. I don't want a natural-born cardiologist to ad-lib through my chest cavity. So it's a learned skill, and it's a very worthwhile, and it's a noble profession.
I know that it is, and I know that every one of us does it, whether we
yep.
do it good or don't.
That's right.
You know, we're selling our children on brushing their teeth, so all of those things add up into the sales.
Correct.
To make a successful business out of that, you've done a great job.
Well, but also everybody else has, too. If it's been successful, somebody sold something. Your sales team is not your entire organization, but your entire organization is your sales team. Because there's not one person that can't cost you a sale. So everybody's in sales. But what I notice when I work with my clients, I ask them, do you have a passion for what you do? Oh, yeah, I have a passion. I've spent some money. I've taken my retirement to buy this franchise, to open this small business. Then I ask them, have you noticed that not everybody has the same type of passion of your business that you do? Oh, yeah. Well, here's what I try to teach. I try to teach, put your talent ahead of your passion.
Now, that's not something that we hear very often.
I stole it. I mean, if you steal from me, you're stealing twice. But it's something that I latched onto a long time ago because I could get excited when I worked for Zig Ziglar. He changed my life. I was excited about working for Zig, and I oversold him. And they would back off. Ooh, I needed to have enough talent to know when to use my passion. And small business owners who don't see themselves as salespeople, when they go out, they oversell the products and the functionality, but they never have enough talent to ask, how would my company benefit your company?
So don't get personal. I mean, you're touching on sensitive subjects here.
I do the same thing, sure.
I'm not kidding. I'm an overseller. When your name means to chat and you're.
But what's happening, you are selling before they're ready to buy.
Mm.
Unless and until they understand they have a problem, you become a pusher. Not a presenter, but a pusher. So until I go through the sales cycle and I recognize that the client recognizes a discomfort or status quo movement, or as I call it, upsetting the customer's homeostatic balance, then you skip that stage and you start offering them a solution. They back up because there's no value in your solution if they don't know they have a problem. And that's the biggest mistake small business owners make.
And it's brilliant. I mean, for you to pinpoint that and...
Well, I've lived it.
So, yeah, most of us have.
And it's easy to do because we like what we do. We put our heart and soul into it. We've involved our families into it. And when we get out there into the business world, I want to tell you about it. And that's where the sale breaks down.
Mm, big stuff. How do we learn that? How do we learn how to recognize that we're, you know, throwing up on people? we're really passionate about it.
A couple of foundational things we need to understand. Number one, selling is a process. It's not a personality. When I thought it was a personality, I wasn't very successful. When my fraternity brother said, Brian, why are you in the College of Education? Why don't you go into College of Business? I'd say, why? They'd say, you ought to be in sales. Well, that scared me to death because I knew nothing about selling. Yet when I went into sales, guess what? I thought my personality would carry it. Mm-hmm. So I never had a process. So here's what I learned the hard way. I'm going to give you two sentences. Now, these are related sentences, so hang in there with me. Number one, just because you had the ability to carry a tune does not mean you had the ability to sing. And just because you had the ability to talk does not mean you had the ability to sell. And I learned that the hard way. It took me 6 years to learn that. Selling is a process. You make more money solving problems than you do selling products or services. What process do you use to extract the problems so that you can say, I can put you in a vehicle to solve that problem? That's what professional selling does.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
And it works.
And it took me a while to learn it's powerful. Yeah.
So how did you learn that?
I was a very poor salesperson. Now, that doesn't mean I didn't sell a lot. I did. I sold my furniture and I sold my car. I had to learn a process that allowed me to understand the customer's perspective before I showed him my perspective. So oftentimes when I work with my clients, I ask them what they sell. Three things that you sell. I sell myself, I sell my products and services, and I sell my company. Give me three things your customers want. Oh, they want profit, peace of mind, and ease. Well, here's the problem. Your lists don't match.
Brilliant.
You're selling your products and your services, and they want profit. They want peace of mind. So anybody can sell this, but to understand the value that somebody would get from buying this, that turned me into a salesperson.
Interesting. Is matching.
Matching the value.
The values. It's all values.
Exactly.
So that's.
But the first column, what you do, you know that before you leave your office or before somebody comes into your shop. What you don't know is that second column of why the clients want to buy from you. What do they need? And if you can understand their needs, then you can match your services, your products, yourself, or your brand to their needs. But until then, you become a peddler.
So you're taking your ego. This is your list is what you want to do, not what they want from you.
Yeah, and selling and presentation skills have some parallels. And one is you become a better presenter when you learn to take the attention off yourself and focus it on the audience and the subject matter. You become a much better salesperson when you take the attention off yourself and focus it on the prospect and his or her concerns.
And a speaker, too. You're an amazing speaker in front of the room. So you're
I'm great in the back of the room.
But I've been in that, and I listen to you and you engage. You know what we want. You know what we want.
Well, I have to find that. I have to do my research.
And you do. And most successful people that are just having a heart to make a difference and give and serve, which is who we are. I know that to be true about you, is taking care of the needs of the people.
And here's what I run into. They want to do that. In their heart of hearts, they want to do that. But they don't want to ask the tough question. They don't want to have to ask for the order. They don't want to have to ask, Mr. Prospect, if we could help you solve this, what's the benefit to you? Well, here's what I learned, and this is good. If you're taking notes, this is pretty good. The intent behind your technique determines your ethics.
Okay.
The intent behind your technique determines your ethics. So in my heart of hearts, if I'm selling you something, I know it's a fit, then any technique I use will move you forward, and those techniques are ethical and professional. But if I'm trying to force fit what you need into what I'm selling, stop, because it's not ethical.
I want to stop right here because we got to take a break.
It goes really fast.
So keep that roll in your head while we take a quick break. We'll be right back with the Yes Lady with Brian Flanagan.
22 veterans every day take their own lives. They commit suicide. A couple years ago, I talked 4 people off the cliff with guns in their hands because they're looking for hope. They're looking for trust. They're looking for respect. They're looking for somebody that cares. Blue Dragon International Consultants, we care. Go to BDIC.net to find a conference near you.
The American business economy is positioned as it has never been before. Professional videography is a core element for attracting a higher level of engagement with the people group you need for significant impact. Now is your time to shine. My name is Bill Brock, owner of White Rock Films, and I invite you to a powerful opportunity in the marketplace, an opportunity to draw excited people to your events, an opportunity to showcase your ideas on infrastructure, an opportunity to become known as the industry authority and enjoy the associated benefits of a strong individual brand. Video highlights, video teaches, video puts a resistant market at ease, and video stirs the hearts and imaginations of your allies and strategic client base. White Rock Films offers full audio and video production for businesses ready to embrace the future, handling your project with professionalism, experience, and polish under your industry. My name is Bill Brock, and White Rock Films is your business. See us online at whiterockfilms.com.
Experience the Zeal difference.
It's my favorite beverage.
I never thought nutrition could taste so good.
I know it's why I feel the best I've ever felt.
Wouldn't start my day without this beverage.
Every once in a while, a product comes along that's so innovative, it has the ability to shake up how we feel about nutrition. You're about to be introduced to a one-of-a-kind nutritional powerhouse. It's scientifically formulated and backed by a landmark clinical trial. This wellness product has created a movement that has already generated over $300 million in sales. It continues to change lives, create a thirst in people to be healthier, and is inspiring generations in ways other beverages simply do not. It's called Zeal, and thousands of people worldwide, just like you, appreciate that it takes the guesswork out of nutrition and why it's loved by so many. If you don't experience the Zeal difference in 30 days, we'll refund your money. Join us in this movement and experience the Zeal difference.
Okay, before the break, we were talking about you're on a roll. What kind of roll was it? Cinnamon?
Oh, no, I got the butter on my pants. It's not cinnamon. It's just a dinner roll.
Dinner roll.
Yeah. But we're talking about sales and salespeople. The problem is everybody's in sales, but only the successful ones admit it.
Right. So this is what I was trying to remember earlier, that had to do with everybody in your organization is
in sales.
In sales, whether they believe it or not. If
they're card.
If they're the sweeping of the floor and they work for your company and they go out and
or better yet, I come in.
Oh, you come
and
in
I and see a dirty floor. Or when I receive a package from him, he's got the wrong name at the wrong address for the wrong price, even though that support person may never have met me, they're still in sales.
And I think that's a huge point.
I agree.
I think it's one of the things that we may not really recognize from, and it goes from the top down.
Sure.
And it goes from the bottom up.
Correct. Yeah. Michael Gerber says that for an entrepreneur, for the small business owner, there are 3 areas. You want to be a technician, you want to be a manager, and you want to be an entrepreneur. Well, you can't be all 3. And most of the time, the technicians, in his book, he talks about the lady that likes to bake pies. That's what she likes to do. She likes the technician behind that, the tactics behind that. But she doesn't want to collect the money. She doesn't want to bust the tables. So he has to manage people. Well, most entrepreneurs, they've got an idea. They think it'll sell. And they set up shop, and they do social media. But what happens when somebody comes in their store? What happens when they have a meeting with someone? They got nothing to say because they don't have a tactical approach for selling. And what I bring, the value I bring to a client is not the marketing. Marketing to me is creating demand.
Okay.
Selling to me is converting that demand.
Mm,
so the value I bring is you do all the social media all you want, And young people are hiding behind social media. Be careful. But I'm going to give you the tactics from soup to nuts, from hello, goodbye, of understanding of how to ask the right question, how to make sure that the customer confirms that he or she has a need. Then you make a recommendation, demonstrate your product, the value, the advantage, the benefits of your product, and then ask, let's do business.
That's excellent. So how do people actually get in touch with you? And, you know, I know that you do an amazing job, and I'm believing you're showing them now, so maybe they might want to know you better.
My website is www.flanagantraining.com.
And the Flanagan is spelled?
With an F. It's F-L-A-N-A-G-A-N.
There's only A's in it. That's what I find.
No I's. F-L-A-N-A-G-A-N training.com.
Okay.
Or if you're in a hurry, 214-505-5109.
Say
and if you'll let me turn my phone on after this recording, I'll answer the phones.
Okay. We will let you
have
the phone.
People have to
back.
Invest in sales. It's like you invest in your business. You invest in creating this. But you need to spend time learning your profession. To me, the definition of a professional, I'm going to use the male pronoun here. A professional is somebody who's good. He knows he's good. And he knows why he's good. Professional salesmen and saleswomen that know they're good, but know why they're good, they're going to separate themselves from other competitors. Because when they get into a slump, they can get out of that slump. But natural-born salespeople, they don't know what got them there. And they get in a slump, they use their personality, and that takes them to a deeper slump. So that's why I think it should be process-based, not personality-based.
Process-based and coming back to talent rather than passion.
Yeah. Don't decrease your passion. Just be talented enough to know how and when to use your passion.
That's amazing. And so FlanaganTraining.com. Mm-hmm. And go ahead and repeat your phone number one more time.
My phone number is 214-505-5109.
And that goes to your cell phone.
It goes to my cell phone, which is behind your cameraman. Billy made me turn it off.
I don't blame him, actually. Thank you. But you offer maybe a 30-minute consultation.
I'd be glad to talk to people trying to find out. Here's the three questions.
Is there a match?
Yeah, but here's the three questions I ask. And I'll ask this to the audience. And it's rhetorical, so don't have to answer out loud, not that I could hear it. Where is your sales performing now? Where would you like your sales to be? Now, here's the last question. If I could help you close that gap, if I can move you there quicker than you're getting there now, what's the benefit to you? And if it's beneficial, let's have a 30-minute conversation.
Excellent. I mean, that gives you a really succinct mm-hmm. way to figure that out. Can you give us your biggest tip to...
My biggest tip in the world. Here's the number one rule of success. You ready? Marry well. That's it. Number one rule of success. I can overmarry with the best of them.
So, yes.
But two things are going to turn you around as a salesperson, because you never graduate from selling. Number one is work ethic. And number two is self-belief.
Self-belief.
Yeah, so you need will and skill.
And some of us, it's a little late for the marrying well thing. So, I mean,
it's never too late for that.
I just did it early. I agree with that.
I did it 48 years ago. I did it early, but other people can do it late in life.
Yeah, and she's had a good life, hadn't she?
Well, she would have been the best 29 years of her life. We've been married 48, yeah. So she'd tell you most of those years have been good.
So you really have. So anything else that we want to close out with? Because this goes so fast, but I know we're going to have to close out shortly.
I really believe that if you're a skill-based salesperson and not a personality-based salesperson, it becomes easier. Because I'm a big believer in this, and this is, and I think it's a Brian Flanagan original. Process takes pressure off the person. So if you have a process, you don't have to have pressure as a salesperson. You can take the pressure off of the prospect. Let the process absorb the pressure. You and the customer, the prospect, are walking through the process together, so there's no adversarial relationship between you and the buyer.
Is there any, the process, is it the same for in every?
There are elements that are the same, but obviously industries, sales cycle, products and services, it varies. But I'm a big believer that you ask and listen and then match.
And that's the big tip you're leaving us with today. Ask, listen, and match, because the listening piece, it's not about us.
Amen.
It's not about us. It's about what they need, right, and how we can serve. Okay, so Brian, let's have an example,
okay,
really, of maybe even a bad process.
I got a lot of those. I've done them myself.
And to shift it into, okay,
and an adjusted process.
Yeah, perfect.
I have a friend of mine that sends me bad phone calls. I listened to a 51-second call. He sent it to me, and it was a cold call, telemarketing cold call. In 51 seconds, the person had 16 us. That's one every 3.4 or 5 seconds. I forget the number. He never gave me a benefit. He put his purpose throughout 51 seconds. Charlie, my name is Brian Flanagan. I have Flanagan Training Group. We work in a lot of different ways. My purpose of my call is to see if we could sit down and have a 30-minute meeting so we could explore the benefits I could offer. What's a good time to meet for you? Well, so far, I've said everything I've done, and it's all about me. Charlie, my name is Brian Flanagan. We help business owners such as yourself increase their profit ratio from where they are to perhaps your target. And we do that in a systematic approach, which takes all the pressure off your customers. The purpose of my call is to set up. What I've done there with just that little shift is I've gone from my purpose to putting your benefit first and then my purpose. So it's just a little tweak, but one is professional, one isn't. For example, Miss Prospect, if I could help you solve this problem, would you buy from me? It's a fair question, but what's the last word in the question?
Mm.
Me. Miss Prospect, if I could help you reach your goals, pause, what's the benefit to you? What's the last word? You. It's not about buying from me. I've been doing this a long time, and you never graduate from selling. About 3 years ago, maybe four, I wish I would have had the date that I used this. I've been using this one technique that has been so strong because it engages the customer. We're talking, we get along, we've earned each other's trust. You're giving me answers. Based on what we've talked about so far, I'm confident our training will help solve this problem. How do I transfer that confidence to you? Those two words, I'm confident and how do I transfer? Those are two strong words. And what I get, people will tell me, who else have you worked with in this industry? That's a fair question. Please write a proposal. That's a fair request. Where can I see you? We have a website. My video is on the website. Those three things are very normal. But rather than my pushing, and I say, how can I transfer that confidence to you? Who else have you worked with? Would you put in a form of a proposal? May I see you in action? And here's the fourth thing I've been getting the last year and a half. Let's look at dates. My calendar is my inventory. When people say, let's look at dates, they've closed it for me. And all I've done is ask the question. I didn't have to ask an obligating question. I didn't have to use a closing technique. Because closing should be the natural conclusion of what you've done through your selling efforts with that particular person. But those are things I had to learn. I did not know that in my 30s or even in my 40s. I had to learn those things. And that's why I'm in this business, and certainly with Zig, the greatest motivational speaker of all time, in my humble opinion. I don't want to be a motivational speaker. I'm not comfortable with that because I want to teach you to do good. Because if I teach you to do good, you'll find a way to feel good about yourself. When my wife let me raise the children those 2 weeks, what happened was I was teaching my kids to feel good about themselves. And what happened in that period of time, that took away from my teaching them how to do good. See, I kind of bought into that self-esteem stuff, this national self-esteem. But if I taught my children how to do good, they'd find a way to feel good. So, and Zig and I used to debate this. Does what comes first, confidence or competency? Well, I think competency does. Because if you can hit a baseball, you'll feel good about yourself in the dugout. If you can go out and make an effective sales call, you can go home and feel good about yourself. So I'm going to teach the do-goods, the how-tos. And if you feel good along the way, my motto is learn, laugh, and grow. In that order, learn, laugh, and grow. It's important, as you said earlier, that we kind of open up our minds. We need to have fun. Selling is the greatest profession in the world. It's a challenge because if it were easy, sales managers would still be doing it. But it's a great profession because it's the helping profession. Of all the professions in the world, selling ranks with the best of them. You're giving people a chance to solve problems, feel good about themselves by developing a method, means, and a system on how to market their products, sell themselves, run their companies better, and all because some salesperson went out and made a sale.
And I'm just enthralled with what you've just
said.
Right,
I'm Presbyterian.
I'm very excited that you shared those last moments that I...
But we have to learn this. It doesn't come naturally for a lot of us. I'm glad I failed early as a salesperson.
It's a little bit hard to read it and learn it. So that's where you have interactive and we have...
Yeah, everybody needs some kind of coaching, encouragement. Yes. Somebody to walk them through, to hold their hand.
Well, thank you, Mr. Flanagan. Good. You are just a delight, and you actually remind me a lot of my father that I, you know, haven't seen in many, many years. But thank you for your kindness and your grace to be here and share all this.
My pleasure.
Incredible wisdom, truly.
Thank you.
And Brian Flanagan, FlanaganTraining.com.
FlanaganTraining.com.
All righty then. We'll be back next week with the Yes Lady with Charla A. Hi, I'm the Yes Lady with Charla A, powered by Zeal Wellness. Zeal is my nutrition beverage of choice. It is 14,000 milligrams of superfood nutrition in a powdered formula that you can just shake it and take it out the door, grab and go, have energy, vitality, reduce your stress, some incredible health benefits. It's incredibly cost effective, and it is going to change your life. I'd love for you to join me. Go to charla.zealforlife.com, charla.zealforlife.com. Join me in being healthy, focused, full of energy. Tastes great. Zeal for Life.
That's all for the Yes Lady with Charla A today. The Yes Lady with Charla A is produced by the OBBM Network and available on demand at offbeatbusinessmedia.com. The Yes Lady also airs each Thursday at 12 and 8 p.m. on OBBM Radio, available on iTunes and offbeatbusinessmedia.com. Download the Offbeat Business app to get the Yes Lady TV and podcast on demand. To be a guest on the Yes Lady, call 817-808-7703.
Wouldn't it be great to skip mistakes that cost you time, frustration, and not throw money away? My name is Donna Merrill, founder of Business Untangled and the creator of the Making Life Less Taxing program. I find over 75% of business owners are making basic mistakes that cost them thousands and even tens of thousands of dollars every year, and they don't even realize it. With the Making Life Less Taxing program, you can avoid many of those initial mistakes business owners typically make. I'm excited to share the Making Life Less Taxing program so you can learn everything you absolutely need to know to make your business run smoother and life less taxing, giving you less stress and leaving more money in your pocket. Go now to businessuntangled.com or call us at 469-458-0447 to grab your spot in the Making Life Less Taxing program. There are only 50 of these coveted spots available, and they are going quickly. So go now to businessuntangled.com, and you can start enjoying the benefits of a profitable business today.
You do your best to communicate how your company solves a specific problem, right? But it's easy to overlook the way your company sounds and the impression that leaves. I'm Melanie Murphy, a professional voice actor, and I'm ready to help your message stand out through a radio ad, a video on your website, or phone messaging for your company. Contact me today at melaniemurphyvo.com to discuss your voiceover needs. That's melaniemurphyvo.com. Mention this ad for an Offbeat Business Show discount.